Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, and we've got a great show tonight. We've got a few things need to cover first, though. We've got some major events coming up. We've got, we have Ashley's weekly teleconference healing series with the Star Family Intensive, Connecting with the Arcturians, and that's Wednesday, June 29th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we'll give you the information on how to connect with that and find out more about it. And we've got also the next Skywatch weekends are July 14th to the 17th and July 21st to the 24th. And we've got some amazing new night vision. We just got it. It's hot off the shelf. And it's a white phosphorus third generation that hooks straight into the camera. So we also have the regular military, grade night vision, that third gen that we're using here as well to spot the ships. So we're going to have both of those. I used to have to switch them out. I had a choice. Either I let people see the third gen and watch the ships, or I filmed. I didn't have the option. And luckily, thanks to some wonderful donations, we've got some pretty good stuff now, pretty good equipment to film these ships. Last night, we had the whole mountain light up. We'll talk about that later. But we had some crazy things happen last night on the mountain. The ESETI conference starts this coming Thursday, and it's going to be a very powerful gathering. Don't miss out on this one. There's a few places left, and everybody that comes here has a total life-changing experience, and you're going to really be able to experience the higher consciousness and energy, the beings, everything at this conference. The whole building fills up with orbs. The fields fill up with orbs. We've got ships coming over. We've never had an event where we didn't have quite a few pretty large ships come over and power up and put on quite a show. So I'm sure we're going to get that, and probably even more so because everything is picked up. So everything is escalating now. So if you really want to hang out with your star family and connect in and have your own experience and see the ships, this is the place to come. And so again, that's coming this Thursday, so don't miss out on this one. We've got also registration open for the Multidimensional ET Contact Workshop taking place July 8th through the Antaria. And they're both from Australia, and I just got back from hanging out with them for about 3 months, out there. And we hung out with all the Aborigines, Aboriginal elders, and it was just amazing. But I'm sure they'll update you on that, and we'll talk a little bit more at the conference. But there's some new information out. It's mind-blowing information. It's about the shifts and the changes. And it's also, about our origins, a whole different story than we've been told. So I dropped a real bomb at Contact in the Desert, about our ancient origins and how it isn't from Africa. Actually, it began in Australia, and then I gave the evidence for it. So, we'll see what happens, with that or where it goes. That. So for more information on all the events that we're talking about, go to privateinvitationeseti.com. That's privateinvitationeseti.com. And I just want to talk about a few of the people that we're having, at this event. We have Jim Mars. He's just really got it down as far as what's happening behind the scenes, and he's going to bring out some new information about what's going down, and his new books are going to be here and everything. We've got Laura Eisenhower, and she's always cutting edge. She's right on top of things. Winston Strout, you can't get much better than that as far as, when you have somebody that's been around the block and, he's like the grandfather of the sovereignty movement, you might say. Sharon Leishner, she does theta healing, and she's a medium, a psychic, and has some pretty amazing abilities. Patty Greer, she's a crop circle. I don't know what you would call that, but she does the movies on crop circles. She's very involved with crop circles, and she's made some other movies as well. And we've got Peter Maxwell Slattery from Australia and Solrita Antara from Australia as well. And we've got Swami Beyondananda, who's going to be entertaining us. And we've got a UFO experiencers panel, a healers panel. All these things are coming up, so it's going to be an amazing one. So anyway, again, if you want more information on these, go to privateinvitationeseti.com. Again, that's privateinvitationeseti.com. All right, got those announcements out of the way, so we can get on with the show. There's, I wanted to bring some people on, and you're going to love this, because last night we had some pretty amazing things happen. And I'm always talking about what's going on up here, and we bring witnesses on, and we've had you know, on some of my other shows. And when I was on the Art Bell show as well, we brought on triple PhD Boeing engineers and Lockheed Skunk Works people and Air Force Base commanders and all of these people testifying about the activity here. And so, you know, we've had air traffic controllers, pilots, you know, people from all walks of life that, you know, highly educated people that know what they're looking at. And they've seen the activity here. The activity has been going on since, you know, the ancient times with the Native Americans here, the Yakima Nation, some other nations as well here have been very involved with the ET experience. And Kenneth Arnold actually lost sight of the ships when they landed on the western slopes of Mount Adams, which is basically our front yard. So basically what they did is they went into the door. They went into the interior because there's a massive interior base there and ships coming in and out on a regular basis, which we have on film as well. So, you know, just with all this activity, even Dr. Jalen Hynek investigated up here. Greg Long wrote a book examining the Earth-Light Theory. There's been so much investigation here with results, you know, and people seeing the ships that it's a done deal. I don't know how anybody in their right mind could say there's nothing happening here, but there are those that are not in their right mind that are planned opposition or they have other agendas. You know, they keep saying there's nothing happening here at the East 80 Ranch or Mount Adams. But what I wanted to do in this show is there's some wonderful kids that are here. And young masters that are here that had the experience last night, and they got to see quite a few things last night. And I wanted to bring them on the air and kind of get their story, you know, right out of the mouth of babes, so you can hear what's really going on here without, you know, all the filters and everything else. So hopefully we're hooked in to the other line here to bring them on. Are we there? Are we connected in yet? Or
yes, we are.
Here I am.
All right. All right, who are we speaking with?
My name's Levi.
Levi, welcome to the show.
I'm hey, 7 years
old. Oh, good. I was just going to ask you that. You're psychic. I was going to ask you how old you are. So you're 7 years old?
Yeah.
And, I'd love to hear your story on, you know, are you having a good time here at the ranch?
Yeah. This is my first time here.
Yeah, did you have fun in the ponds and the boats and the canoes and everything?
Yeah.
Swimming? So the other night when we were out doing the Skywatch, I'd love to get your take on what you saw or what you experienced while you're out in the field.
Okay. Should I tell you right now?
Yep, we're ready.
Okay. So what I saw is I saw the middle of the Snow Mountain light up.
Like the whole mountain lit up, didn't it? I mean, the whole middle of the mountain from side to side, just there was just a huge light that appeared there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what do you think created that light?
Maybe like an alien ship. Maybe like
yeah.
Blew up or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't know what created it, but it was pretty. It wasn't normal. There was no kind of a man-made light that could do that. You know, it was just too big of a light.
Yeah.
And what about the ships? Did you get to see a lot of ships flying overhead?
Yeah.
I noticed that you're pointing a lot of them out. You're using your laser to point a lot of the ships out.
Here's Luke.
Oh, Luke was using the laser?
Yeah. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, let's bring Luke on.
Bye.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Welcome, and thank you.
All right.
I am Luke.
Luke.
10.
May the farce be with you. I'd love to hear, Luke, what'd you your experience here while you've been here at the ranch. Have you loved to hear about your experience, especially during the Skywatch?
This is my first time here, and it's really awesome here. I got to go canoeing, and this is my first time, I think, ever watching the sky, and what I saw there is the whole middle of the mountain. light up.
Yeah. And then, yeah, what else did you see? Did you see, like, all kinds of different ships flying around?
Yeah, I think I saw.
Hello, are we still on?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. So, can you tell us about the ships that you saw?
Yes. I saw the whole entire...
I'm sorry, James, they had a little case of the giggles. They'll be Luke will
That's all right.
Here's Abby.
At least they're having fun.
Hi, this is Abby.
Hey, Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, so Abby, how old are you before we get started?
I am 12.
12 years old? Great. And I'd love to hear, you know, your experience here at the ranch. Are you having a good time while you're here?
Yeah, I am. This is my first time here, and it was amazing sitting on the chair and looking at the sky and watching the spaceships flying over and seeing that big green light inside the mountain. It was really amazing.
Yeah, the power up. Did you see the other lights on the top right side of the mountain, the other two lights that were lighting up on the mountain?
I did, and they were amazing. It was really cool to look at.
Yeah, so somebody was saying those are just meteors and satellites. What would you think?
I would think they are, well, my first thought was they are cars, but then I really looked into it, and I thought they were alien ships.
Yeah. So there's no roads up there. That's pure glaciers and big lava cliffs and things like that. And there's no vehicle that could traverse that.
Yeah.
And there's no roads up there either. So there's no way it could be a car or a snowmobile or even a skier or something. So
That's what made me think that it was going to be an alien spaceship.
Yeah. And they seem to pop on and off and move around and all over the place. Now, at the bottom left of the mountain, do you remember those other lights that were down? They're in the trees, though. There was somebody there.
I was thinking that one was a car.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's very easy to tell the difference, isn't it, between a car and the ships.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, because we could see the lights were kind of dirty. It was kind of a dirty yellow light and had a red light, like tail light or something with it. We have a little group that goes up there that tries to fake us out all the time and act like they're UFOs. And they do a really bad job because they're way down in the trees. They don't get up high on the mountain. And you know, the mountain's 13 miles away, so you'd have to pack in a massive light to get up there. I don't even know how you'd even get it up there. To try to pull any of those kind of shenanigans, because you know we've had 7 million power candle lights up there, and you can't even see them, you know, from here because it's 13 miles away. But some on the box it says can be seen up to 3 miles away on the lights. So, you know, obviously these lights are massive on the mountain, and the candle power is just off the scale.
Wow.
So what else do you feel like? Oh, sorry. Do you feel energies here and things while you're here? Do you feel like there's a lot of really good energy or spiritual energies?
Yeah, I do. I feel fantastic.
Great. Does it kind of feel like home?
Yeah, this does. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think Luke's gotten over the giggles. He is. Thank you so much for letting me be on the show.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. That was great.
Okay, now I'm out of the giggles.
You're out of the giggles, huh?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's okay to laugh and have fun here. We don't take things very seriously, so it's okay to have fun when you're on the show. But so you're talking about you saw the big light on the mountain.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole middle of the mountain.
Yeah, the whole mountain lit up for you. And what else did you see while you're here?
I saw, like, I think 20 alien ships.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They just kept coming one after another, didn't they?
Yeah.
Now, according to the websites like J-Tracker and Heavens Above, it says there's only 1 to 3 visible satellites at what point, you know, when you see 20 up there, you know, something else has to be up there other than satellites.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely. I think tonight they're going to put a bigger show on. They'll probably come in lower and power up and really, you know, put a show on for us. And so I can't wait to get out there. But we'll be out there again, you know, doing the Skywatch with all you guys. And we'll bring the lasers out and the night vision and everything and go for round two and see how many more ships come in.
I'm so excited to see this. This is going to be, like, awesome.
Yeah. Is the other Levi there?
Yes, he is.
Let's get right Levi on there.
I'm on the show?
Yep, you're on the show.
Oh, yeah.
There's
anyways.
About 5 billion people listening to you, so don't get nervous.
Yeah.
No, sure. I'm just kidding. It's just consider like a phone call, you know, or a conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what'd you say? I'm curious as to, you know, your experience. Were you out there during the mountain event when the whole mountain lit up?
Oh yeah. I was right next to you. I was looking through the night vision and it's pretty cool. Yeah, there was like this light, like it was almost like there was like a huge alien, like, ship. I won't say spaceship because that just sounds a little, you know. But anyways, it was, it was just, like, huge. Like, I've just never seen that before when I go to the ranch. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, from your, you know, estimate or whatever, what kind of a light could do that? I mean, would light up the whole mountain? I mean, this is a massive mountain. And to light up the whole middle of the mountain from one end to the other, I mean that couldn't be any kind of a man-made light, or, you know, would
my
you?
My theory is that the spaceship could gather light from the sun and create this energy that just stays in there and uses it to power the clouds, or just makes some kind of, like,
big flash.
Yeah, and just like hides it.
So big solar powered ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's a good theory. As good as any other theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also you got to see, could you talk, I mean, when you're using the night vision, so you can see the other lights up high on the mountain as well.
Oh yeah. I saw the, them Boy Scouts down there. They're trying to fake us out, you know?
Yeah. Wasn't that funny? They took their, I think what they have is like halogen lights and a bunch of other lights all rigged up on their car. And so they get up there and they're still in the trees though. They're down low. So, and then they start flashing the light on and off and then they drive down. They go, yeah, we fooled them. You know, like they think they're seeing UFOs, but if they would have looked behind them and up on the mountain, they would have seen the real thing going on.
The Boy Scouts. You know, we know who you are, and we're coming to get you. So, sorry.
The ETs are gonna get them. They're gonna get a probe.
We know who you are. So.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, don't you think that's ridiculous? I mean, it's like.
Yeah. It really
in a way, they're trying to say we're really ignorant. We don't know what we're doing. But, I mean, who's the ignorant one up there with flashlights? You know,
it's a waste of time. Like we know what you're doing, and you're just, you know, I think it's just a waste of time, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to help those guys out, but sometimes you just can't fix stupid. I shouldn't say that. That's being judgmental. But, I mean, it is pretty darn ridiculous what they're doing up there.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so you've been having a good time since you've been here?
Oh, yeah. I've been going to the pond with Luke, Levi, and me, and Abby, and everybody else, that the dogs, they come on the boat too. It's pretty fun. I fell in, and it was cold, but yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So you ready for tonight? I think tonight's going to be even better.
Oh, yeah. We might see that again, you know. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, I got the camera on and actually got it on film. So I got the whole thing on film, what we're seeing there. And
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's good. And then we'll have a lot more footage probably tonight. We'll probably get some power-ups and some nice low stuff coming in.
Yeah. And I think it's great to meet other people and meet other kids because it's just great to meet other people and, you know, hang out and know about this and share and meditate. And it's just awesome. I love it here.
Great. Yeah, well, hey, you've always been a great help ever since you've been coming here, so we really appreciate you coming here and bringing that
Thanks.
youthful energy and helpful energy to the ranch.
Yeah.
All right, so is there anybody else that wants to come on the line there?
Yeah, Luke wants to talk again because he's, you know, Luke's awesome, so here you go.
All right.
Hello again. This is
Hello.
Luke. Yes, this is Luke.
And what do you have to tell us?
I just felt this super, really warm, like, tickling energy that just flew above me.
Oh, yeah? Oh, just now?
Yeah, just now. Like, if it felt like...
Oh, you saw, like, a big orb or a light in there while you're on the show, and it was tickling you, huh?
Yeah. It was really weird.
Yeah, so that's why everybody's laughing. They do that. These beings come from the plane of eternal bliss, and they like to make everybody laugh and have fun. And you got to see one of them come in and play with you.
Yeah.
But get a little camera with you next time and take some photographs, and you'll get some pretty good pictures of those things.
Yeah, maybe I'll use Naomi's phone.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, well, thanks, guys, for coming on the show. And we'll do it again soon. We'll see you out on the Skywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be cool, dude.
It's going to be cool. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you out there. Thanks for coming on the show.
Aliens await us.
Yeah.
Bye. Great.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Looks like we're getting to some calls here. We've got a bunch of people hanging on the line here. I think we've got, looks like Thomas on line 3. Thomas, are you with us? Hello, Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas is with us.
All right. Tried to mute the other line there. Hello, Thomas.
No, it's Trisha. It keeps telling him it's Trisha.
Oh, it says Thomas on here on my thing. So, well, anyway, Trisha, what do you have for us?
Are we allowed to ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. So, I sent you the YouTube video with the 11th dimensional beings.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you were able to watch it. It was like a 2-minute video with Marina Jacoby. And they basically said that they were here and they were going to help, and the dark side can't intervene anymore, and that just to focus our energy on the fifth dimensional consciousness.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a process that's going on right now. When the 11th dimensional ships came in, it just shoved everything out from under the rocks, you know, and everything up, you know, not just all the entities and dark forces are really being shoved to the surface and exposing themselves for who they are. But, you know, at the same time, we all have our own little dark places, you know, that's coming up that we need to deal with. So I think it's a process, but I think if we do focus on the higher consciousness and energy and don't waver, and do clarions, you know, yeah, definitely, you know, we won't be, you know, affected, you know, especially like we have in the past.
Okay, so you do think that, like, if we do our meditation and raise our frequency, the dark side's not going to be able to interfere?
Yeah, especially if you learn, we teach a clearing process, and if you send me an email, we can shoot it out to you. That we use in conjunction with these higher dimensional beings, and it clears them right out. And so if enough people start doing this and, you know, taking command over their space and their self-authority again, you know, it's we can clean this whole planet up. And we have literally thousands of people doing this right now.
And do you feel like with what happened with Britain, and that was a win for us light forces, that that
huge.
Could possibly happen over here?
Yeah, huge win. That was a really big signal, you know, that, that you know, tyranny's coming to a close. And, you know, the people that are just predacites and, well, they're predators and parasites here. That's a good name, predacites. I have to think about that. That's combines both of them. I think I'll coin that one. But, you know, that have been preying on people for so long and creating this massive uneven dispersal of wealth, you know, that's coming to an end. And that's what we just saw there with that vote. It's like people are fed up with the sense of entitlement and these other people that are just, you know, gouging people and, you know, playing the separation game and the I'm so superior program. And, you know, that's just coming to an end.
And do you think that'll be affecting us soon? Like you talk a little bit about General Dunford and how he's here to help and he is helping. Do you think that we'll see some major changes this year or no? We're still going to have our taxes and we're still going to have Obamacare.
I'm really hoping there's been a lot of false starts with this other stuff and people have been making a lot of promises and I've been the one, you know, saying, hey, not yet. It's not happening yet, because I know the key people involved in these things and they haven't signed off yet. So, you know, it can't be all over. The Republic can't be, you know, totally instated and everything else. There's a lot of things that need to get done for all that to come down to the level where we're going to experience it and see it. So it is being done. It is being done on other levels. And the higher beings are pushing for this. They're pushing their energy in, you know, to put in an end to these old separation games and the tyranny and the greed. So it's definitely going to come to a close. You know, it's in the process of coming to a close. It's not as far along as a lot of people would like you to believe, but it is close, you know, and it is starting to unfold as we speak.
Okay, and then my last question is, what can we do as individual people just to help this process and speed it up?
Well, basically what I see is just don't participate, you know, as, you know, whatever you can do. You know, if you're doing a job that's harmful to humanity, the earth in some way, you need to just stop, you know, and regroup and do something else. And, you know, putting food on the table and feeding my family, those aren't excuses anymore. You know, those just don't work. Because this energy, when it comes in, it's going to create instant karma, and the people you work for are probably going to go down anyway. So you might as well start looking for new work and doing something that is more service oriented and you know, helpful to humanity, the earth. And so I think that's really important, is that we, you know, regain our impeccable integrity and just stop participating and don't buy the crap and don't buy the toxins and the poisons and, you know, don't buy the GMO foods and don't, you know, just don't participate in this other program. Just let it fall, because it's all going to fold in on itself.
Okay, thank you so much, James. Thank you for all your information and your dedication and loyalty to humanity. Have a beautiful night.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, I don't know who we've got on. I guess that was Trish on, I don't know who we've got online, but I'll just take the next caller. It's either Thomas or Frank. I'm not sure who it is, but.
Hello.
Hello, is this Thomas or Frank?
This is Frank Lupo.
Oh, Frank, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, James. Great. It's great to be on the show. I just wanted to call and witness a little bit and also talk about chemtrails a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, last time I was at the ranch, I went hiking through the mountains, and it was unbelievable. The whole mountain seemed quiet. I mean, I didn't see any animals. I didn't see hardly any birds. And I was just so appalled. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And I was just, I guess all the animals kind of know when it's unhealthy and they just leave.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if there's anything we could do energetically as people to maybe, you know, collective consciousness and get together and do something about this, because, man, it's just, I mean, it's appalling.
Yeah, I noticed that, too, when I went hiking back up there in certain areas. But, you know, there was a real massive fire up there. There's been two, you know, very big fires up there that have pretty much, you know, made a mess and cleaned out a lot of the animals and the smoke and things like that. But definitely it's the way they're doing the forestry up there and the other things. It's just it's not sustainable. They're creating dead forests, you know, and it's sad. You go through there and you don't see any animals, no birds, nothing. You go, what is going on here? You know, it's just been pretty much, you know, raped and pillaged. But, you know, there are other forests here where they've been doing shelter cuts and things like that and select cutting. And you walk through there and there's wildlife everywhere, you know, and you hear the birds and the canopies maintained and everything else. So I think a lot of it has to do with the fires and the forest practices. You know, they just want to clear cut everything up here, and it's just insane. And there's no logic in it. You know, they just cut down 50-foot trees and push them into a pile and burn them, you know, and because they're not big enough. Well, you just lost 50 years, basically,
right.
You know, on your growth process.
I know.
So.
Yeah, and driving up there, I see all the clear cutting, and it's so sad. It's like these mountains are bald. I mean, you know, it's like our government is just blind, having a blind eye to all this clear cutting that's just obviously, you know, having a bad effect on our environment.
Well, you know, obviously
also,
it's not our government.
Go ahead.
You know, that's our whole problem. We think it's our government. It's not. You know, it's the corporations.
Right. It's corporations.
Yeah.
Also, I want to talk about the 11th dimensional ship and some of the energies that you talked about in your email. And I've noticed some people were just like really stressed out for no reason.
Yeah.
And I felt it big time, you know. So these are energies that are being transmuted from the Earth?
Yeah. What's happening is that whenever you add, you know, energy into a system, especially a high-frequency energy, it's going to push everything of a lower frequency up, you know, to be dealt with and looked at and healed. And that's what I've seen lately. It's just been crazy. You know, people I never thought would lose it are losing it. And I'm getting calls from everybody all over the world. You know, they're just saying, what is going on? Like I'm being surrounded by crazy right now. And I just said, well, that's part of the shift, you know, it's going on. And they go, wow, I can't been trying to stay centered and use logic. And I said, there is no logic. This is processing the emotions, you know, and people are either going to own it and heal it and move to the next level, or they're going to blame and project and stay where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, keep recreating the same scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Right. I did your clearing on some people that were like totally stressed out, and they didn't even know why. And then like the next day, they were like, "Oh, I'm better now."
Yeah.
So
it does.
I want to thank you for that clearing. It really works.
Yeah, I wish more people would use it.
Yeah, I got it memorized now, so when I see people are, like, totally stressed out for no reason, I just do it on them, and I just watch them just, like, calm down.
Yeah, it works, especially with kids. They're like multidimensional Geiger counters, you know, and when they're going off, usually they're reacting to something else, you know. So when you do the clearings,
right.
They just settle down really fast.
Right.
But anyway,
thanks
for calling.
Go ahead. I'm sure there's other people who want to get on, but I just wanted to say hey, and... You know, the ranch is like the most amazing place in the world, man. It really is.
Yeah, definitely come up and see us again soon.
Oh, I'll be up for sure, man. And I just want to say that Bagheet says hi.
All right.
And she gives you her love.
Great.
And it's been such an amazing experience having a fifth dimensional contact and being spiritually awakened. I mean, 4 years ago, I was just some guy that drank beer and watched TV. And now wow. Holy cow, I've been down the rabbit hole, and I'm in touch with fifth-dimensional beings and ascended masters, and it's all real, it's all true, and I just want to be a witness to tell people that this is the real deal, and you are the real deal.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
No problem, brother, and I will see you again. You can count on it.
Great. All right. Hope to see you here soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, looks like we've got Katie on line 5. Katie, are you with us?
Hey there.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I've got a little bit of echo right now.
Yeah.
I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to bring up something pretty interesting that's happening to thousands of us. Apparently there's this phenomenon called the Mandela Effect, where a bunch of us are having memories. They aren't the same memories as the rest of the masses. So, for example, growing up in Star Wars, when, like, Vader is confronting Luke, I distinctly, and a bunch of other people, distinctly remember him saying, "Luke, I am your father." But now...
Yeah.
He says, "No, I am your father." And you can take a VHS tape and put it in, and sure enough, he says, "No, I am your father." Then there's another one, Snow White. I remember the witch says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look it up online, if you put in an old VHS tape, I've tested it. She doesn't say "mirror, mirror on the wall" anymore. She says "magic mirror on the wall." It's just slight differences. But we've been posting on Reddit, and there's forums, and we're comparing things that are different. And even logos for, like, corporations have changed. And you can look up the old retro logos, and it's the new logo now. And people are saying either they're not sure if we're phasing in and out of parallel realities, or if there's a second Earth. I don't know. It's just been blowing my mind, because you look into it and it's different.
You know, I've been getting a lot of calls and people talking about that too. And they said, "I specifically remember a different outcome to a situation. And then now in the history books and everything else, it's completely different, you know, than they experience," and they're going, "What is happening here? This is just freaking them out." And
I mean,
you know,
it blows your mind.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm wondering if they're not messing with the timelines, you know, if they're not going back in time and changing certain events and things like that for good or for bad. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Some people are thinking maybe it has something to do with CERN.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, they're really messing with some things there. But I know, too, is that we are phasing out. There's another world just out of phase next to this world, another Earth, and that some people are phasing in and out and actually connecting with this other. It's a whole different reality or a different timeline. And, you know,
crazy.
That's been happening quite a bit. And you're just going, "Wait a second, something's different." You know, there's something different going on here.
Yeah, one of the big things is you can study. I was never very good at geography. Big surprise, I'm American. But you can study the world map, and you can check on it, and things will be moved around. Things will be different shapes. Different countries will be in different spots. And it's just mind-blowing. I mean, I've always looked into esoteric things and, like, wanted to... I don't know, something this extreme, but this is just, I don't even know what to think. Like, one other thing is, it's called the Mandela Effect because some people remember Nelson Mandela passing away in the 80s while in prison, and they claim to remember his family giving really sad eulogy, what a tragedy, and then a lot of people are saying, no, he passed away in 2012. I remember the actor from Willy Wonka passing away a long time ago, and he just got married. He's alive. And I was like, "What? I thought he was dead."
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of that weird phenomenon, and it seems to be happening quite a bit. And I just think a lot of it too is that our reality isn't as fixed and solid as we think it is, and it's just jumping all over the place.
I think it's cool that everyone's starting to catch on, though. It's showing that we are becoming multidimensional for real. It's not just like hippy dippy,
Yeah.
you know, It's actually happening.
Yeah, there's definitely some phenomenon going on, and I've seen a lot of that where I just had to not, you know, I couldn't wrap my head around it. I just had to let it go and just say, you know what, it is what it is, and I can't figure this one out, but you know, obviously there's something
just focus
weird,
on
you know.
Better thing. I will say one last thing about CERN. They did come up with a video that they released, and it's CERN scientists are happy. And they're doing all these dances, just like corny dancing. And they do the Shiva dance of destruction. And they have a Shiva statue on their property. And in the video, there's a scientist with a puzzle piece poster behind his head. And he's holding a piece of notebook paper that says, "We're happy here at CERN." And it looks like he's being forced to do it. He's got his thumbs up, smiling. And around his neck, he's got a poster that says, "Number one Bond," and the poster under it says Mandela, and the first Bond actor's last name was Nelson.
Wow, that's pretty weird.
So that's all. I think I'm going to follow your advice and try and stop thinking about it because it's driving me crazy.
Just, you know, just don't be attached to it, but just take notes. You know, and say, well, okay, let's look at this. You know, and just gather the evidence or whatever.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I definitely want to email you and get directions on how to clear out the unseen negative influences and
great.
Get some help with that. But you guys have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling and bringing up the Mandela effect there, because I've been seeing a lot of high strangeness around here as well.
Oh, yeah. All right, love you guys.
All right, you too. Looks like we've got Adam Masters on line two. Adam, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here. Let's see if I can get a pull off fire, see if you can hear me better.
I was at Contact in
the Desert. Boy, there was a big buzz there at your event. There's hundreds of people. It was just amazing. I'm thinking we should call it Contact at James's, because when I was there and a couple years ago, we saw like 50 ships in an hour. Out at the campfire in the middle of the field. I thought that was really neat. And, before I came to the ranch, I read your book, Becoming Gods, and I'm realizing that that's actually coming, seems to be coming true, like prophecy you wrote years ago.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's spooky when you read that book and you look at what's unfolding now. And that was actually written in 1982. So,
what?
It was written in 1982. So it's kind of like the first edition. So, I mean, it's people read this and they go, "When'd you write this?" And I tell them, and they just freak out because all the things in it are actually manifesting right now.
Yeah, and that's what I find so incredible. And I hear it more and more, becoming gods. And, you know, I kind of went to your ranch. I didn't know what a light worker was. And, spaceships, whatever, and just went along with it, you know, just suspend disbelief and just, you know, experience. And it was life transformational for me. I really took a turn and really life took on a new meaning, you know, new purpose. And I think with your event coming next weekend, is it next weekend with Laura Eisenhower and Jim Mars?
Yeah. It's starting on Thursday and it's going to go through Monday. And it's just going to be a major event. There's going to be all kinds of, you know, great speakers here, but also the energy is going to be off the scale here.
It's so authentic, you know. It's just it's like a celebration of energy. You know, the energies you feel are kind of uplifting, and it's like a celebration of, you know, I hear about anyways. Like I know I'm like we're basically in diapers, kind of coming into this new energy. I am anyways.
Yeah, it's rough for a lot of people, especially. People that haven't done anything, you know, they're getting hit by these energies and they're being, you know, like shoved right through their own awakening process. And it's pretty rough on them. So
your higher self is tapping you on the shoulder. You know?
Yeah.
But it's good. I've got your book and a few others that I've read and explain to people that just come to me and say, "I don't know why I'm here on this beach, but I'm a stockbroker and I don't know what's happening to me." And I said, you know, I just give them a few minutes, you know, just say, it's something called the awakening, and it's so unbelievable. But yeah, I guess you got to plant a seed, you know, for people that
definitely.
Are waking up. Be patient with them, and
that's what Bob G told
ship.
Me. He told me to stop watering seedlings with a fire hose, you know. So I've learned to be a little more patient, you know, with people.
Yeah. So it's a great show, and I'm putting together some information for you if you're interested on you're thinking about putting a show together on Morgellons. So I've been working with different clients that used to have Morgellons, some experiencing it presently. And maybe if I get my ducks in a row, we could put together some information for your listeners on that subject of Morgellons.
That would be great, because I know so many people that are suffering with all kinds of skin maladies, and myself included. And it's just been crazy, you know, between the psychotronics and the all the toxins and the chemtrails and the whatever else they're doing. It's just insane. But
you have to love. I guess Matt Kahn was saying love whatever comes up, but it's hard when your body's itching, you're going crazy. But it seems to me the common theme at Contact in the Desert was just avoid fear.
Don't live in denial. You know, avoid fear, but don't live in denial either. I think they should add that in there.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, don't put your head in the sand and get your butt kicked, you know.
Exactly. I always say, it's like ostriches, you know, there's a lot of ostriches out there that got their butts chewed off, you know.
It's the weirdest thing, because I read your book, and, you know, I've read other lightworker books, you know, famous out of Hay House, and I just thinking, well, how about the here and now? How about what's in front of us? You know, what's here tangible, you know? Get in our bodies and experience, you know, and really ride it out authentically. So that's what I like about your event. The people coming there are very authentic, you know.
All the speakers are very heart-centered, and they're very authentic, and that's why we chose them.
It's just an amazing lineup, so glad to be on the show.
We'll get you when you get your ducks in a row and you have all that information. We'll get you on the show and we'll do a whole show on that.
Yeah, I'm putting together with some people coming together to help me now that I'm ready. I've been doing my own healing. I used to be in a wheelchair for years and had chemo that didn't work and all kinds of health issues. But I seem to be just pulling it together recently and getting some people that want to help me so I can help others. With my experience, it'd be great to contribute. I did put a book together, Health Disclosure, on some of these on Morgellons in my healing journey. But it'd be great
to. How do people get that book? If people want to get a hold of that book and find out how to, you know, help themselves with these, you know, maladies.
Yeah, and since that book was out, I've worked on a few others and. We're getting results, and that's the main thing. That's the closest to the truth you can get. You can talk, you know, for 30 years on why, but who cares? We're living now. We need relief now.
Well, how do people get a hold of your book? Are you there?
Yeah, sorry. Just
How do people get a hold of the book that you wrote that will help them out with a lot of these maladies they're experiencing?
Yeah, the information's in there. I channeled it in 45 days. I'd get tapped on the shoulder every morning at 3:33 and right till 11:44, and then I'd be done. And then it was rapid. I did some of the things that I channel, I didn't quite understand, but I do now. I was talking in that about the X-wave, the gamma wave that recently hit us that's shifting the consciousness or activating that dormant DNA in everybody that's bringing people out of their asleepness, I guess you can call it, or into a different reality. And it's a real wonderland, you know, if you can experience it out of fear and be comfortable with who you are and then not be in disease or, you know, in perfect health and mind, it's a great time to be right at the present moment, I think.
Yeah, it's exciting times.
I want to
thank
you.
We all bought the e-ticket. We chose to be here for this, so.
Yeah, I think people could come in from Seattle or, you know, Oregon, and it's not too far a drive to spend a fabulous weekend. It really shifted my life, so I would recommend it to anybody that is thinking about it. Or it's just plant the seed that it was a great experience for me. So thank you and all the work that you do, because you're brave, because you're going up against, you know, you're one of the wayshores, one of the first, you know, to speak up about what you feel or see or experience as the truth, you know.
It's like the old saying, you know, pioneers get the most arrows, you know. That's maybe they should have had more arrows, you know, then this place wouldn't be such a mess.
Yeah.
But anyway, unfortunately, we're running out of time, Adam, so I've got to move on. But thanks so much for calling in, and let me know when you get that information together, and we'll bring you on the show.
They're so innocent, and have a good night, guys. And
All right, take care. Well, it looks like we're coming up to the end of the hour here. We've got just a little more time. I just wanted to again shout out about the this major conference coming up. Again, it starts this Thursday, and it's going to be a powerful event. There's going to be a lot of incredible speakers here. We've got the energy is going to be off the scale. I know we're going to have major flyovers of the UFOs, as we always do. And so, just the spiritual energies here. People have, you know, spontaneous healings. There's all kinds of things that happen here. It's just ongoing. So, again, you know, check out the major conference coming up. And that's, again, that's going to start this Thursday, and it's going to go till Monday. And if you want to find out more, go to privateinvitationeseti.com, and all the information is there. And don't miss Ashley's weekly teleconference, and that's coming up on at 5:30 on June 29th. So again, folks, it's getting crazy out there. The energy's coming in hot and heavy. You know, people are processing. A lot of people are doing pretty good with these energies, and some people are not doing so good. And especially if you shift into blame and project mode, and you can't just, you know, step back and take a good look at things and become the observer. And that's the only way you're going to get through these times, because we are going to have to find our own centers, connect in and find that love and joy within us, and stop being dependent on, you know, external sources to get through these times. So anyway, just focus on love and joy and bliss, and do the best you can out there. And, you know, say, I let go, I let source, I let God, creator, spirit, whatever you want to do it. And just let these energies go and learn how to do these clearings. You know, send us an email and we'll send you the information on how to clear your own space. And you can also clear your workspace, and you can clear the space of your house and other places as well. So anyway, we're out of time. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies and stay in the heart. It's on. Hi, hi.